Good afternoon, sir. What is your name, sir? Honorable Mr. Johnson will conduct your hearing, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. Could you please state your name, your ADC number for us for the record?
Yes, Norman Henry Mills. ADC number is 264087.
Okay, so you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are going to be conducting your hearing today. To my far right is the Honorable Luis Quinones. To my immediate right is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chair. And, sir, and to my immediate left is the Honorable David Neal. My name is Michael Johnson, sir. I'm going to be acting as a panel chair this afternoon. Also with us, sir, representing the Department of Corrections is Mr. Osborne. You can see him on your screen now. Mr. Osborne is representing the Department of Corrections as well as the parole office. Sir, prior to your hearing today, you signed and received a notification form advising you of this board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so on that form, it also notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney? You're representing yourself today, sir.
No, I did not.
Are you representing yourself today?
Yes.
Okay, so at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Osborne in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do, sir.
Okay, so your hearing today will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we will determine if the condition of your community supervision has been violated. Phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. You're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have two allegations listed on your warrant, Mr. Mills. I am going to read those allegations to you. When I read those allegations to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting?
Yes, I do.
All right, so the first allegation on your warrant states that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about January 26, 2017, per the task individual testing compliance summary dated February 27, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. Your next one states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2 as demonstrated by your failure to report to the Tucson Regional Parole Office for a face-to-face contact visit on or about February 15, 2017 as verbally directed on February 25th. That's not. On January 25th, 2017. The offender is actively avoiding supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. So based on the admission of Mr. Mills, I'm going to find that he was delinquent, as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses, was about to lapse into criminal ways or a company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make the determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two, sir. We're getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Osborne. Then we're going to come to you, Mr. Mills, and get any additional information or information you'd like to present before the board. Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. Mills was released from DOC custody on November 15th of 2016. He was arrested on October 19th of 2017 at the Tucson Regional Progress on a subcontinent warrant status and was returned back to custody that same day with 246 subcontinent with a community supervision end date of December 16th of 2017. Prior conviction 2016 narcotic drug violation 6 months and 2016 drug paraphernalia violation 4 months. Prior conviction 2011, narcotic drug violation, 3 years. He's had two terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 2-2, a mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 3. There's no STG or gang information noted. Prior terms of supervision in 2013, he was an absolute discharge. He has a minimal disciplinary history. Other arrests 2003, threatened intimidate, AZ County Jail. 2003, aggravated assault, DAZ felony conviction probation. 2010, narcotic drug violation, AZ felony conviction probation. And 2010, drug paraphernalia violation, AZ felony conviction probation. And he has a community risk score of G4, B4.
Okay, Mr. Mills? Sir, I see that you have a release date of December 16th of 2017, which isn't about 10 days from now. Certainly your choice of what you want to do, sir, but I do want to check to see if you want to kill your number. Whether we release you today or you get released on your date the 16th, it's going to take about that long before you actually are released from the custody of DOC, sir. So would you like to continue your hearing, sir, or would you like to kill your number?
I guess we just go ahead and kill the number.
Okay.
I guess since it won't make a difference anyway.
Yeah. Okay, so based on information contained in warrant number 2017W0723 and information received from the parole officer as well as a discussion with Mr. Mills to go ahead and kill his number, I'm going to move to revoke his community supervision, find that it was delinquent, violated the term and condition of supervision that he had lapsed or about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, Mr. Mills, your community supervision has been revoked, so you're going to be released on December 16th of 2017 in about 10 days, okay?
Okay, thanks everyone.
Thank you.